House Resolution 3560 was introduced by Congressman Don Young late last year. The bill is intended to allow Sea Alaska, the regional native corporation, to complete a land selection process begun 37 years ago under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA. H.R. 3560 is controversial on two fronts. First, because it proposes allowing Sea Alaska to select lands outside of the withdrawal area agreed to in ANCSA. And secondly, because it proposes a number of much smaller selections called enterprise sites in and around many southeast communities. H.R. 3560 also creates commercial access zones within a 15-mile radius around each enterprise site. Three of Sea Alaska's enterprise selections at Poison Cove, Kalinin Bay, and Big Bay fall within Sitka's community use area as defined by the State Coastal Management Plan, and all are heavily used for subsistence and recreation. Senator Albert Kukesh chairs the Sea Alaska Board. He told the Assembly that the population of Southeast was shrinking and that the land selections were part of a strategy to shore up the economy.
Now, they may not be perfect, and that's why we're appreciating the fact that you're going to give us more time to have a discussion with you all. We understand how legislation works. When we had NILCA come before the Congress, it had opposition. When we had ANSCA come before the Congress, it had opposition. When we had amendments to ANILCA and ANSCA, which we've amended over 100 times, we had opposition. We're used to opposition. We're going to do what is best in the best interest of our people. However, we are not going to do that at the expense of other people.
Kukesh asked the Sitka Assembly to appoint a liaison to Sea Alaska to discuss the community's concerns over the bill and to prevent the premature passage of a local resolution opposing the measure.
If you have a problem with economic zones, let's talk about it. If you have a problem with those areas that we're looking at, let's talk about it. We're not unreasonable people, and we know you aren't either.
Kukesh was accompanied by Sea Alaska Vice Chair Rosita Worrell, who heads up the corporation's Lands Committee. She assured the Assembly that the Lands Committee and the Sea Alaska Board was listening.
The issues that we've heard already raised are the 15-mile non-exclusive area around sites. We've heard some concerns about the specific sites. We've heard concerns about the management of the sites. And also we know that we need to go back and really be more specific in defining our use of the economic sites, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what we're planning to do with those development sites.
Worrell said that Sea Alaska was already working on a collaborative management plan for the enterprise sites and for some sacred site selections with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. The STA Tribal Council, all of whom are Sea Alaska shareholders, asked for participation in the future development of the sites in exchange for their endorsement of the bill last December. Councilmember Mike Miller admitted it was a polarizing issue. He urged the Assembly to step back.
What we do request of the city is that you not take a position on this bill due to the split in the community as to whether the bill would be a good or bad thing.
That idea didn't sit well with Sitka Conservation Society Director Andrew Tomes. He said he was encouraged so far by the response of Rosita Worrell and Sea Alaska to concerns raised by Sitkins. He wanted more public process and forums, not less, particularly before H.R. 3560 moved beyond the House of Representatives.
I hope it's open to the public and that we are following developments and that a surprise form of the legislation isn't introduced in the Senate before it goes through some forums in Sitka.
On a 4-3 vote, the Sitka Assembly agreed to defer action on the matter until its regular meeting on February 26th. Sitka Mayor Marco Dapcevich co-sponsored the resolution opposing the Sea Alaska selections and opposed delay. He said it was his preference to move forward with a resolution amended with language opposing the selections in their current form. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.